The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
You're in the madhouse now.
Welcome to Real Paranormal Activity, the network. Entertainment you'll enjoy.
You are listening to an RPA production, where people gather. Ladies and gentlemen, RPA is proud to present Aaron's Horror Show with Aaron Frail.
This is Jason Witter, author, illustrator of Tiniest Vampire and Monsters Eating Ice Cream, and you are listening to Aaron's Horror Show.
Welcome to Aaron's Horror Show Season 3, and I'm your host, Aaron Frail. We're going to go ahead and talk about movies, TV, and read some fiction. If you want to get hold of the show, you can go ahead and go to Facebook.com, Aaron's Horror Show, or you can go to Twitter.com, Aaron Horror Show, or you can go ahead and send us an email at aaronshorrorshow@gmail.com. You could also go ahead and support the show by going to patreon.com/Aaron Frail. Thank you so much for listening, and enjoy the show.
Welcome to Aaron's Horror Show, and I'm your host, Aaron Frail. Today we have October Faction for you, and I'm going to go ahead and spoil it, so pause right now, and then come back and listen. Or maybe you can't pause. Maybe there are zombies chasing you, and you're listening to the podcast, of course, for some reason, and you're about to hit the pause button, but then this zombie comes out of nowhere, and you have to run, and you know, you find this baseball bat and fight them off, and then you meet some other survivors of the zombie apocalypse, and, you know, you get together and build windmills and reboot society, and then you just happen to, you know, find a old Netflix server room, and you're like, yeah, well, let's get Netflix started again, everyone, oh, yeah. And then you're like, oh, yeah, the podcast. Maybe I should watch October Faction now and then go back and listen to the podcast. So maybe that just happened. So hello, post-apocalyptic people in the future that may be listening to this podcast. Yeah, let's talk about October Faction. All right. So it is a series by the guy who created Sleepy Hollow, which was a good series. If you liked Sleepy Hollow, then I would say that you probably would like this series. There's a lot of similarities. However, I really liked Sleepy Hollow in the beginning. So, you know, the whole premise was this Civil War soldier dies and comes back to fight monsters, and Revolutionary War soldier comes back to fight monsters in, you know, the modern age, and he has, you know, this weird time travel thing going on, and it's also kind of funny because he's, you know, from the Revolutionary War, so he's kind of befuddled by modern living, which I just happen to love those kind of befuddled by modern living plot lines. They're hilarious. Anyways, Sleepy Hollow just fell apart in the last season. They went ahead and got basically an entirely new cast. I mean, for the most part. I mean, imagine if you just, you know, took Friends and decided that maybe there was one of the original cast members that's kind of like this part-time friend, and then all these other people that were sort of around them met some new people, and they became the main core people that fought monsters. yeah, so that would be what happened, how the series ended, which, you know, for good reason, because obviously we all wanted to see the people we had got attached to in the series and not this new group. So, you know, they could have made a spinoff, is what I'm saying. You could have made a spinoff in the Sleepy Hollow verse with this whole new cast, and then have the characters from Sleepy Hollow come in and go, "Hey, how's it going? We're Sleepy Hollow. We're validating your series. All right, have fun." You know? Anyways. So yeah, if you like Sleepy Hollow, you might like October Faction. You know, and it was an interesting premise. So you had this family that was part of this MI6 type secret agency kind of monster hunting secret agents. I don't know, for lack of a better word. They basically were these monster hunters that, you know, worked in some weird organization, and they went all over the world. But what's really funny about it is, you know, and when you start the series off, the kids are like 18 and, or maybe 16, 17, I don't know, something like that. I forget exactly. And they, have, you know, think their parents are like insurance adjusters. So the parents haven't told them that they slay monsters for a living because they don't want their kids to go follow in their footsteps, which is really weird to me. You know what I mean? Like the kids don't notice their parents coming home, like, covered in blood, you know, like, "Whoa, that was a crazy accident scene. Really had to adjust the insurance on that one." You know what I mean? Like, like, I want to see the comedy October Faction where the kid, like, the parents are trying to hide this from their kids, and like, like a vampire comes over and they pretend it's a dinner guest, and then they cut off their dinner guest's head and somehow have to like explain it to their kids that it's all insurance related. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I have a twisted sense of humor, but you know, just, yeah, just my image of the mom and dad coming back, like, completely covered in blood, and they're like, "Hey." The other funny thing about the mom and dad is it was like an NPR reporter with the woman from Bones, who was, I believe she was the kind of supervisor character in Bones. so she was the mom. And then the dad just, I don't know why, but I just pictured him as an NPR-like podcaster. You know, like he probably has lots of specials on This American Life, like, "Hi, welcome to This American Life. We're going to go ahead and talk about slaying monsters. And I'm going to go ahead and tell you about this vampire that almost killed me. And when I came home covered in blood. And somehow my kids still don't know." So, you know, that was the family. And they go back to, you know, the dad's house because his father died and left them this giant mansion in a town. And, you know, this is, you know, it's, so far it actually, like, wasn't bad, but then, I don't know, they make a lot of weird choices in the sense that, like,
the future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh,
you're in the madhouse now.
You know, everyone in the series is like a giant
jerk. Like, just everyone's a jerk. Like, everyone's mean. There's no, like, good people. Like, I don't know. I have a hard time buying the premise of just, like, everyone is out to get each other and screw each other over. And you know, I believe people inherently think that they're doing the right thing, even if they're not. You know what I mean? Like I believe in the goodness of people in the sense that, you know, yeah, sure, there are a percentage of people that are just jerks and mean and evil, right? So yeah, there's Charles Manson out there. I'm not saying that, but I'm saying most people, you know, like most of the people out there are like good people. They think they're right, doing the right thing, even if they're misguided, right? like even if, you know, somebody's been lying to them and they're totally like hook, line, and sinkered into the lies, and then they just, you know, go off thinking that they're doing the right thing because of whatever person lying to them, you know? I don't know. It's like, I just don't feel that there are, like, the world is full of doggy dog. You know, yeah, sure, there are people like that in the world, but not everyone. And that's where I had a hard time with the series, is that, like, everyone was really mean. You know, and on top of that, they made a big tragic flaw in this series, and this was really where I kind of got, I don't know, I kind of checked out at this point, because, you know, in the premise of the world's really hard, and everything is against them, and, you know, everyone's mean, and all this stuff, like, the one thing you want to see is that the family is a family you want to root for, right? So this, you want to see this family, you want to see this family survive this world. You know, you want them to basically be the best family that they can possibly be, and you want them to you know, to get through it all. And unfortunately, they made you not like the family. I mean, you know, the kids are cool and the mom's cool, but the dad, like, literally very early on cheats on his wife, like, in the series. And, you know, I know that's drama, right? You're setting up a situation where there's, you know, emotional drama going on, but, you know, if everyone else is out to get them, and then suddenly the dad is kind of a shithead. Like, you know, like, what do you do about that? You know, like I'm no longer rooting for them. I'm just sort of like, oh, that guy's a turd. You know what I mean? Like, you know, so it just sort of, you know, it just takes you out of, it just makes you not on the character side. And then in a series like that, like, who are you rooting for? Like, really? Like, I don't know, I feel that, you know, for me, what would have made it work is if ultimately, despite this really hard world that they're in, the family was ultimately persevering through it and out for each other. But by giving him a tragic flaw like that, you just, you know, sort of defeat that narrative, that way of persevering. And that's really, you know, why we watch narratives like where you know, like post-apocalyptic narratives like The Walking Dead or, you know, Daybreak or something like that. We watch it because we want to see the people get together through thick and thin, and this whatever band of people are ultimately good people and loyal to each other, and it's them against the world. And of course you're in camp them. And unfortunately, the, you know, because of a very early mistake made by the father, I was not in camp them. You know, I just was taken right out of the series. The other kind of funny thing about the series was the main kind of demon was this woman that can stop time, and every time she stopped time, it looked like she was in this underwater camera shot. Like, her hair was kind of billowing behind her, like she was underwater, even though she wasn't. It was just, you know, that's what happens when you stop time. Your hair billows like you're in a hair commercial, you know, like I kept thinking of, you know, like, My hair is silky smooth, and I'm going to eat you. You know, because in, you know, they kind of show that she's the big bad, that she kills another, like, couple that are vampire or monster hunters, really. Like, they're able, they're, you know, this the big bad creature takes out, you know, a monster hunting couple very early on. So that way, when the big bad creature arrives to the town where they inherited this mansion, you know, it's scary. It's just the time stopping effect I just thought was funny, the way that she looked under, you know, like it looked like she was underwater. So anyways, that's October Faction. Go ahead and watch it if you'd like, or, you know, skip it. It's up to you. I think maybe more people agreed with me on this because it got canceled. I just noticed that it's no longer a series on Netflix, so we won't get to see more October Faction, but thought I'd go ahead and let you know about it. So, you know, have a good night, and if you see someone that looks like they're underwater slowly walking through your living room, run, I guess. Maybe. I don't know what I would do if I saw someone like that. I'm just trying to think. That's kind of the weirdest, like monster effect, you know? Like, most monsters are very clearly identified as monsters. That's just kind of weird. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know what to think about you, you know? Especially for, like, it was stalking the daughter in the beginning. So, you know, the daughter... you know, the kids turn out to have powers and get sucked in, of course. But anyways, yeah, that's it. I was about to sign off, and now I'm going to go ahead and sign off again. So here's my new way to sign off. If you see zombies chasing you while you're listening to my podcast, it's okay to pause it. Focus on the zombies, not on my podcast. You know, well, you know, if zombies are chasing you, then I'm probably screwed too, and there won't be any more podcasts. Just saying. Okay, well, have a good night. Listen to all the other RPA shows, and take care of yourself and possibly another person.